Welcome to Metal Enema Russia Edition, from coming to you from live
from Mirskansk.
I am your intrepid host, Spare Change. Got any spare change at your service? And pleased to be introducing my counterpart.
And I am. Please take your top off.
All right. So we're doing special edition from Russia as part of Solar Falls Music from Around the World.
This is Radio Exchange guest hosting American style with all Russian bands from all Russian country from behind all Russian iron block.
Exactly. From all cities and city-states that used to be named after Stalin that are no more named after Stalin.
Like Stalinville, Stalin Central, Stalin Utrecht.
Stalin Mark, Stalingrad, Stalin Witchek,
Stalin Stalinsky.
And stop Stalin, I know what you're up to. So, we're here to... We are here to take over radio here at solarfall.com. You cannot contact us because in our province...
Because in Soviet Metal Enema, we contact you!
Exactly! We're former KGB, so it's not hard for us to find out who's trying to contact us.
We know who you are.
So
we
you
hear your sexy time as we listen through wall.
With cup. It's old KGB trick. Not very high-tech, but very effective.
It's better when you use glass cup instead of cup for sports, because then everything sounds like dick.
And smell is very distracting. So we
mustard room soup.
If you wish to contact us, you can contact through our American counterpart. That's Metal Enema. That's Metal Enema at thegmail.com. And you can check out that space.
It's that space / metalenema.ru.
Exactly.
.tv.tk.
Yeah, very correct. To remember all that, please take your top off. We have many Russian bands. You know, I wish to mention that...
Bands from all over Russia, except for... Siberia, Tajikistan,
Georgia, Chechnya. It's not really Russia, but Putin will change this. Yes,
that's right.
I wish to mention that it's interesting that we're hosting this show on behalf of Metal Enema, because the name Metal Enema, when you translate it, it's Mosyek Mioska, which of course means
Moscow up your fist.
Well, no, you misunderstood me.
It means
metal that you insert in your ass to help for your shit. which is not actually all that strange, because in Russia, of course, we do not have
in Soviet Russia, enema pulls shit out of you.
Yes, that's actually what it does. But in our country these days, you do not have, how you say, many over the top of the counter items to help you for your shit. So you can use anything that is common, like a piece of metal, of course.
Mm-hmm,
you can
mm-hmm.
use bowl of borscht. You yep. can use vodka bottle, or even runaway teenage girl.
That's
anything
right.
to take this shit out of your ass. So we are good at improvising, and you hear this in the bands that we play tonight. Some of them
are totally improvised.
Yeah, they're not metal at all, but they just improvise it, so it sounds sort of like it. But, you know, we are proud of our ingenuity and our tenacity.
And our greatest band of all, great Soviet Russian band from Texas, Slayer. Because I just saw my favorite movie about the African Russians in Nigeria, Tanzania, called The Last Kerry King of Scotland.
Please, Dick, I think you have been seeing some interesting movies.
Oh, well, in Russia, we have best movies of all.
Yeah, we have Night Watch, Day Watch, and then Baywatch, which are an excellent film. The third one is very confusing to me because it's suddenly about American seaside.
It's not about the beach.
Yeah, about the beach.
About the Black Sea.
And then also about the ocean as well.
Exactly.
Russian film industry, very proud, mostly famous for surveillance camera photos of people being shot in the face or being stabbed in the throat after being prisoner of war. But
We do have that movie about the man who filmed himself wrestling Siberian called Grizzled Man.
And then we have many, many depressing books have been written about our country over the years.
And we have exotic spy thriller taking place in Tajik, India called Octo Reproductive Holes.
Yes, eight reproductive holes. That is the literal translation. The woman with the eight vaginas, and somehow James Bond has an appearance in part of it. It was very re-edited for... And then also, he has that other James Bond movie, To Sleep with a Negro Man. Which is very strange. I did not understand why. I don't understand these James Bond films. They have the worldview is upside down.
Well, it shows how decadent capitalist pig world is, really.
Yes, he must seduce this Negro man to infiltrate this other man who has a fake blonde wig. And I did not understand this. He's this man, the sick. Why was this spy 65 years old in this film? I don't understand this.
There's also the other James Bondo film called View to Kalashnikov, which is about looking down barrel of gun. It's very poignant film when really exploring the existential views of life on the Chechen front.
And we also, there's a film that was, I don't believe it was made in Russia, but it was made about us, called Stalingrad. Well, this is the Western title in our country.
It's called Stalingrad.
Stalingrad, we kicked their fucking asses. That's right. It translates to Mosnotsket Nutyanya, but you don't care about that.
Also, we have great art cinema in Russia. The film about exploration of backwards love of man for a woman called Rustav Trombone.
Yeah, I wanted to see this. It was only limited release. Like all art film, you cannot readily find in theater.
You have to be in bourgeois class in the city to see such
I do not go to Moscow cinema. Much to see such things, but I hope they will come out on pirated DVD very soon.
You mean VDV?
Yeah, VDV. My VDV player is completely retrofitted, so...
It was originally VDVHS, but that soon we have upgraded to just remove the HS from it.
Exactly.
Because it was little plastic disc inside a cassette box that you had to have double dual player, which much better than the laser disc LP plate thing, which was solar-powered flashlight shining onto shiny metal aluminum foil record that... picture quality was not so good.
Very space-age technology, though.
That's right.
Developed alongside Sputnik.
In fact, it was all movies made out of pieces of Sputnik, because we don't ever throw anything away.
That's right. I forgot about this.
We just adapt.
Except our people. We flush them down toilet like used Kleenex paper.
Oh, that is okay, because yeah. Soviet green is people.
Yeah. We have made much digression here, so it's much time to play the songs. We have a gift from our friends in Orthodox 666 in Moscow. He sent a package of things to us, and we're going to play. We're going to play two songs off of this. This is a newer band called Odor Mortis, and then another band, Hammer of Clifford. They both have great songs, and I think they would be the new premier metal bands from Russia, right behind all the other bands that everyone...
That all sound the same.
Sounds the same.
But so. We will hope that they will find something different with which to express their folkish ways.
Precisely. Okay. What we were just listening to with our ears was Path to Burning Space from Astroface from Dying Emotions Domain album.
Astroface?
Yes, Astroface. You take your
like your
you take yeah, your face
like put my it astro in. Your face
my astro yes when yes. You want to know if you have a match. This very popular joke where we live, brand new. I've never heard it until like last week. Now everyone's doing this. It's quite funny. Unfortunately, it only works when you speak it in English. The how you say homonym does not exist. For this, speaking of asses and faces, I saw this this version of a Rambo movie that just is brand new. It's quite good so far. He does things like blow people just like ham sandwich all over.
I have hard time believing they were able to justify another Rambo movie, since in original version of Rambo 3, he does not make it out of Afghanistan alive.
He does not?
He does not.
This is something I did not know. But he was up against the Russians at this point, so there's no reason.
Exactly, there is no way that he would have survived this.
He definitely
even
would have died.
Even with help of supposed Mujahideen, there is no way he could withstand the fisting of the Hind helicopter all the way up his enema.
But here he is still alive, maybe in some sort of different universe where Rambo survived.
In fact, he did not even survive first movie when he lost a heavyweight title.
Yes, I remember this now. This movie was strange, though, because when we first got it on the VDV, it was strange because it showed him in small town with machine gun, and then show
and
him
then him training in Siberia
training in
to
Siberia,
fight Drago,
and
which
then,
very odd choice of weapons to change over from high-powered chain gun to fisticuffs.
Exactly.
When, again, there is no possible way that he could survive like black man.
Exactly. This everyone knows you cannot put black man and white man in room together and expect white man to come out alive. We see this on your television all the time. Of course, on your television, you've also seen our training ritual for Russian army. I went through this myself. I only have nine finger now. Before I left basic training, but
it was for good cause, cutting off Muslim heads.
Precisely. The I also still have two badges of award for my service that were forcibly driven into my chest by a superior officer. Cannot be removed without surgery. Very close to my heart. Very dangerous, so I leave them there.
Good Soviet screws used to attach medals of honor.
Also had a ribbon of courage stapled to forehead. But these are the old days I speak of. No longer. I am just your humble servant on the radio wave.
What have we next?
We
the
have
squealing of a black bear in Bear Trap?
No, while this is music to my ears, we actually have favorite band of mine from Russia of all places is Old Wayne's.
Oh, yes. I love Old Wayne's movies like True Grit and Rooster Cogburn.
Oh,
and
yes.
The Berets of Green.
And The Searchers. Don't forget this one.
No, of course not.
Yeah,
and
Old Wayne's.
And The Cowboy.
Yeah, where
John Wayne's was a great American capitalist star that many, many boxes of Kleenex were used and many, many handfuls of oil lamp fat were used in the watching of his films as well as the making of them.
Were you doing this? Or not understanding your meaning.
Well, sometimes at top of world, of top of Russian world, in the Polskian's north, there were some things that had to be done, you know, to keep warm. And in
of course,
it was setting lamp oil on fire after putting your genitals in it while watching John Wayne's movies.
I see. You know, I think we are maybe making a confusion about the band versus this cowboy person is not in this band. They are from Murmansk, which is northernmost point of civilized Russia before Arctic Circle. The interesting
I've been there. They owe me money.
I see, but you, of course, it's hard to get there because the only time most people visit Murmansk is when they accidentally crash plane there on the way to North Pole expedition. So visitors to this place are somewhat infrequent. Old Wayne's is interesting to me because they have devised way to run a wood-burning amplifier.
Not a whole lot of electricity up in the Murmansk.
No, and it does not stay warm, so...
Of course not, and when they play, they also have to plow field at the same time because a recording device is attached to wheelbarrow used for digging trenches into which the bodies of political enemies are put.
Very old technology, but old...
But solid Soviet state-of-the-art.
Absolutely. Old ways
what is called in the capitalist world, Sovtech.
And there's sometimes the old ways are the best ways. Maybe this is why they refer to themselves as old Wayans.
Oh, maybe. The old ways.
The
yes.
old ways, yeah. They also, they have many albums, actually. They're a prolific band. Interesting also, the singer is actually Abith from Immortal after being shot in face and resurrected by necromancy. Hence, his voice is very interesting. But you'll hear this on the recording. We have... two songs, one from new one, Scalding Coldness, another from Where Snows Are Never Gone, classic demo, but then also a rehearsal recording from the one that was the second album that I cannot remember the name of.
The Fires of Religion. I have on Secret Black Market iPod, but it's not here.
Do not trouble yourself, please take your top off. We will play it anyway. It's a rare rehearsal recording, which ultimately sounded much better than studio version, in my opinion.
Reflections of Religious Violence.
Religion of Spiritual violence.
Yes.
This is very good. Spasiba for remembering. So we play this now, and you listen, and it's the way it must be. We'll be right back.
That was a Rehearsal track from a demo version of Religion of Spiritual Violence from second album of Old Wains. Before Pleased to Play was Passing the Burials of Dead Stars, much like going to inspect Gulag, and before that was God's Grazing from Beyond, a song about a spiritual dairy cow that come from beyond the gate to eat the grass of eternity and provide much milk and meat and lamp oil fat for the cleansing of the genitalia in this great Soviet bear white north.
The Soviet star will rise again, of course. Don't forget, this is Putin's doing. He makes us strong again. Yes, but different this time.
Exactly. It is much nourishment gained from potatoes and gravy and cheese nuggets.
Yeah, we have the McDonald's now. We are on to you, America. We eat your food. We get strong like you. We soon have all the money and flat panel television we need. And then we become the arrogant bastard power again. In your face, motherfuckers.
We once again restore our power on North American continent like before with a land bridge where we had crossed over T-72 tanks into what you are now calling Aleisk era.
Indeed, and you think you'll have your problems now with your little terrorist cell organizations. You please just wait a little while longer and be patient while we marshal our strength to really show you what an enemy
Try governing landmass 7 times larger than your own little country. And you think you have the problems.
Also, try going up against human, pig, animal, Chechens all over the place.
And Chinamen.
Do you see these guys? They shoot their own school children in building.
And then throw them out upon us with great balls of fire coming out of their asses.
With Jerry Lee Lewis helping them at piano the entire time.
Spurring them on.
They're wily people, these Chechens. But Georgia will not get away from us. It is always on our mind. But now we play a very long song from band Drudik, a song called Solito from Blood in Our Wells. This song will be very long, so please take time to make a toilet and take a sandwich if you like, but also enjoy this song. You are listening to Metal Enema's show on solarfallradio.com.ru. I am your intrepid host, Gotteni Sperchange.
And I am, please take your top off, and I did not see that Georgia joke coming.
Of course you didn't.
Because I am blind, much like original Negro songwriter.
Oh, you are? Yes, I forget this is why you wear those glasses. When you remove them, it's just nothing but red empty sockets staring back.
But with glasses on, it is eyes sticking out. It's very strange.
Yes. It's not
impressive Soviet holographic technology from Sputnik era.
Exactly. You cannot improve on a perfect idea.
That's right.
So this band Rudik is popular amongst children who go to record stores in America who wear the black rim glasses and have the sideways haircut.
Oh, yes, Deathspell Omega
fans. Deathspell Omega fan, yeah.
And the white leather belt with silver stud on it and tapered skinny jean with Converse shoes.
The shoe with the star on the side.
That exactly.
The old
Soviet star. The red and yellow shoes.
Yes, but also the shoe that was worn by a basketball player back when basketball was still a white sport. We're going to get in all kinds of trouble for the things we say on this specific show. But we're in Russia. You cannot come for us. You will have to. You will aim all your ire at the local U.S. affiliate, and it will be more than likely someone will create a lawsuit because this is all you people do.
We will unbutton pants and pull out our ICBMs and slapping you in the face.
Yeah, you open mouth and we slap you in it. This is how it is done. You just wait, America. We are coming. In the meantime, we have possibly most famous black metal band from
China.
Yeah.
This is Nocturnal Mortem.
Exactly. This is band that now has a gypsy chant in songs, so now they are no longer accepted amongst our people in the Russian metal scene. Very strong nationalism with the Stellar Winter releases and Blaze Birth Hole recording.
Which is displayed by their gypsy tendencies.
Exactly.
But Romani will be crushed from, driven from soil, or driven into soil to make it much more rich and fertile for us to grow coffee beans.
I don't wish to drink coffee made from flesh of Romani people. But to each his own, perhaps you have discovered a flavor that I am not aware of. In the meaning time, I would say we should play this Nocturnal Mortem, however.
Exactly, I think so.
We will proceed.
Yeah.
From the hit of Forest, that was Scythia, and before that was Full of Decay with Says the Missing Max. And before that, I love those tampons, by the way, was Nocturnal Mortem with Under the Banners of the Horned Ninjas.
Exactly. This band...
Great Chinese Cossack band from Tibet.
Indeed.
Which is part of Russia, original part of Russia.
Russia used to be part from Atlantic Ocean
from
to Pacific
sea to
Ocean.
Sea, north to south. All world was Soviet Russia before pilgrims came in America and killed off slave race Indians.
Indeed, we control everything, and this will come again. But I wanted to point out this band, Full Decay, one of the few Russian death metal bands, actually, that I am aware of. Most bands from Russia happen to be black metal.
It's not necessarily true. It seems that black metal is in right now, like swing music is in America. And so most Russian bands seem to want to portray a black metal sensibility, even if they are Nazi skinhead, which is kind of strange since the Russians fought so hard against the Nazis during the siege of Leningrad. But anyway, I remember a band from Moscow that I heard called Shach back in late 80s, 1990 in fact, and it was a very good band, much like Creator.
I know this band a little. This S-H-A-H.
Yeah,
I know, I heard this, okay.
There's also Corrosia Metallia,
but this is just propaganda band, like Spinal Tap for US except Russian. But Shah was great back in... This was still... I remember they were active still when the Soviet Republic was still together.
Exactly. When Soviets took hostages in Iran, Shah was still in power.
Indeed. But yes. Then they moved to Russia to play music. I remember as a younger boy first becoming into a metal fandom, you'd sit and you eat your sandwich made of lard, and you drink your orange drink that made with the powder and the water, and you just have it. You have this for your lunch, and you sit and listen to Shah. This was metal existence, and maybe you're lucky and you managed to steal enough safety pin to make a heavy metal jacket out of your mother's house coat. But this
and
is
to get everything from kiosk on the great cassette LP format.
Oh, of course, great cassette LP format still dominate.
State of art.
State of art indeed. You might have heard our counterparts in America mention this before. Also thought it's interesting now that the way things have changed is it used to be that you only get blue jeans on black market. But now you can also get black jeans on blue market. So things have changed, but they are still somewhat the same. It's always the story. We still have some good Russian proud music.
You can also get the blacks with blue marks after they play Color Purple.
You'll know this.
This very popular game in the American South, where babysitting boys that are watching over
the little young girl, the baby
children,
girl.
Girls, they hold hand over mouth
and nose
until child turns purple.
Child turns purple. This is called Color Purple.
It's like a great idea was first expounded upon in great capitalist book, also called The Giving Tree.
Please take your top off. You are a wealth of information that I was not aware of until you told me. I think it's time to play one of more high-fidelity sounding bands from Russia that's well-known with many people called Rossomahar.
This on wagon wheel format.
Exactly. You play on huge reel and you pull the tip off into pile and then just run it over a magnet and it sounded really incredible.
That is my sister's wife's name. Pultepov.
Pultepov, yeah. Pultepov is really a pretty girl. She's still engaged.
She still lived 500 pood.
Here's Rossomahar for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, we decided not to break this up into two parts, so we went ahead and had the rest of show played all at once. Everything must go. We're here to
all sales final. We pass savings on to you through suffering of others.
And eliminate the middleman.
Exactly.
We want to
because they are competition, middlemen.
Exactly. And we want to save you money.
By taking all of yours.
You believe it, motherfuckers. that was Branicald with Burning All Bridges Behind Myself, and I am not elaborating on this title one moment. Tim Nazor with a song called Did Doop Snop, which was like this...
I did Doop Snop in primary school. During soccer practices with intramural team, the coach passed around the Doop Snuff and said, "You be man, you take this, put it in your mouth," but it made me sick and gave me head buzz, so I spit it out.
I see. Well, he was a very... He was not like our soccer coach who just kick us in balls repeatedly. But also, this song reminds me of a song made by a band fronted by this person, Sting, you know, like police. I want to say Gestapo, but they had this song, Did Doop Snop. You remember this?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The Did Doop Snop.
The Did Doop Snop. Yeah, it's a great song. I heard it only last year, but it's going to be a big hit, I'm certain of it.
Oh, I'm sure.
This guy, Sting, he's cool. He's going to be really popular one day, I think. Before this, we heard a song by Ben called Forest, Into the Mouth of Breath, which is not the most terribly interesting band I've ever heard. It sounds much like Branicald and Raven Dark, which was the other band, Chariot's Fate of Tragedy we played. And then leading this list of songs was Rasul Mahar with Mists of Eternity.
Rasul Mahar got done at the barbershop the other day.
It looks very,
very
nice.
Very sharp looking for... The sexy ladies.
Well, fortunately, your barber is a merciful person because he knows you cannot see what you are having your hair cut.
Exactly.
But
eyes, I have two mouths just like Keith Richards from Stoning Rolls.
But your barber know if you come to a show with your hair looking like a little girl or gay man, that I go to and bash his skull right in, like I did this one time when I just had nothing else to do. But you were very patient and kind to have us tonight in place of your normal programming.
Pleased to be thanking you. We are going to leave you now to go apply tuna fish sandwich.
Exactly.
A little under each arm and one behind each ear.
Perfect. I am your host, Gautini Spare Change.
And I am Please Take Your Top Off.
We were honored to be on your show tonight. Russia will triumph over all. Believe it, comrade.
The space slash and burn the enema metal .co.uk.ru.tv.
It does not download any spyware whatsoever onto your machine.
Not at all.
But there is plenty of pornographic images that you can look at to your heart's content.
And then metalenema@gmail.com. Also not spyware loaded
not at all.
But plenty of asses plugged by giant bears.
Indeed. There's also this footage of these people who are shoot the bear from tree and then have sex on dead body, but this is not in Russia. This is Wyoming. So please do not be confused. We wish
there is also a 2men1horse.com.
Yes, and 2 girl, 1 bowl borscht. This is our, we take variation on theme, make our own. Russia for Russians.
No, we pioneer.
Yeah, this is stolen
first.
From us. We develop it with Sputnik. So we bid you good night. Spasiba.
До свидания.
До свидания.